Luke 7. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Do not cry." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. The man in the hospital bed looked like no one I had ever seen. Did I have the right place? I glanced toward the foot of the bed where a pocket held his chart. And there on the chart clearly was spelled the name of the man I was looking for. Of course, I had never seen him lying flat on his back, and at his age, his face took on a different look in that position. Besides, he was hooked up to all the tubes and IVs that you might expect of someone who had been admitted to the intensive care unit in the middle of the night. I stood near his head and began to speak. "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? He opened his eyes and tried to speak. As weak as he was from loss of blood, there was no mistaking his voice. This was the one I was looking for. Have you ever had trouble recognizing someone you knew very well in other circumstances? Have there been times when you've had trouble recognizing Jesus in your life? Just a week from tomorrow, we will begin another of our annual journeys with Jesus to Jerusalem. And there he will be betrayed into the hands of men, suffer many things at the hands of the chief priests and teachers of the law. He will be killed, despised, rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. He will be like one from whom men hide their faces, will have no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Because he may not always look like a conquering superhero, it is so good that God has first let us hear his voice, has given us a glimpse of his glory, so that we may remember and recognize him even in the lowliest of circumstances. He comes to the village of Nain at the head of a crowd. This gymnasium is no stranger to crowds, is it? They come from many miles to cheer on their teams, and so do you. Most often one crowd ends up cheering more loudly, while the other crowd leaves more quietly. It was that way in Nain, too, on that day. One crowd was following him who had just conquered the illness of the centurion's servant, and the other was grieving a great loss. In our country, usually the traffic stops to allow a funeral procession to drive by. And so also there, another group would normally give way to a funeral procession, perhaps even go along with them to the tomb. But not this time. It is good, of course, for the friends of Jesus to gather around him in hopeful joy when things are going well. Graduations, weddings, those winning times, baptisms, when it is so easy to be fooled into thinking, "I'm graduating, I'm already accepted in college. I don't really need him right now. Actually, he is the one who gives meaning to our joys, isn't he? And keeps them from fading when the next alarm awakens us from our happy dream. But Jesus also comes in times of deepest sorrow, and he meets our needs then too, as he did with this funeral procession, even in the little villages and apartments that we've never heard of or never thought we would be living in. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Do not cry." What a wonderful thing that the Lord of all is not too busy to see the loneliness of a poor widow who has just lost her only son. And then he spoke again and gave her back her son. Have you ever felt some deep sorrow down in your heart, but you didn't want to bother someone else with it? Have you ever thought, well, Jesus came and delivered me from great eternal sorrow, and this is a lesser thing. Time will heal this. I can adjust. No need to bother him with it. Look again. Jesus had compassion on her. It was not just for the sake of the dead man that he faced down death that day. It was for the poor mother. Her loneliness might have been eased in time. The town would surely forget in time. But it was a sorrow that really touched no one else as it did that mother. And a common event in this world too, that Jesus took note of. God in Christ will even go so far as to raise the dead, if need be, to ease one lonely soul. Now it's true that no matter how things look, he is still the King. And we can bring the issues to him that are the largest, even when we don't see how he can help. But remembering who he is, also in life's common aches and pains, don't hold back the little needs either. Not even the little private sorrow. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He came to name, he comes again to us. He sees with compassion, and he is Lord of all. Hymn 652, the first three stanzas, 652.